I'm super excited for our powerhouse entrepreneur, David Meltzer.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
I'm so glad to have you back. It's such an honor. And I'm super excited to talk more with you because so much has happened in the last few years since I've had our last discussion with you on our show.
Yeah, this guy, they've happened to me as recently as being appointed the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, my favorite, most impactful entrepreneur, the seminal personal development books of Napoleon Hill, over 500 million books sold, from Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, and many, many more. And to be part of that legacy is life-changing.
That is incredible. And I love one thing, that you are so resilient and you're so powerful in inspiring other people and just spreading the word of positivity and to find your most authentic, powerful self. And it's just such a huge domino effect that it just kind of power bolted you even further to make an even bigger impact.
Well, that insight's so interesting because I have shifted my paradigm, because I live my life at ease in the omniscient and all powerful source that I'm a resource of. And so what I try to tell people is, I get older, I'm not in as good a shape as I was when I was 25 physically. But what I've gotten really good at doing is shortening the distance of resistance in my life. I utilize my faith and my wisdom to not interfere with an omniscient source, an all-knowing source, an all-powerful source that not only is all-powerful and all-knowing, but it loves me, protects me, and promotes me, and perfects me. So the mindset, heart set, and hand set in the paradigm shift of being in the flow and not interfering with the flow, and having faith that there is something bigger than me that loves me more than my mom, has really accelerated not only my own passion, purpose, and profitability, but the communities. And in fact, you know, I've created this great networking community, a private networking community of individuals that want to help each other, know people that help each other. I give out my books, by the way, your whole community. I put my email up there. Please, I will sign a book, send it to you, pay for shipping in the book. I have trainings every day for free. We have a private networking group. There's no excuse not to better yourself by surrounding yourself with the better team and play a better position to either help somebody, yourself, get to where they want to be, or ask someone to help you get to where you want to be.
I love that. And I love that you're not holding these secrets, that you're always an open book. And everyone that is in your circle, I've been very blessed to meet some of them and to do some interviews with some of them. And they are all just so inspiring, really making an impact in the world and really wanting to shed light and really make a difference and really help build a community.
That word community to me is synonymous with brand. So many people want to build a brand. Well, you can't sell a secret, everybody. And if you're not providing value to people, if you're not giving people more of what they like, what's working for them, what they know, or if you're not taking away what they don't like or what's not working or giving them what they don't know, then you won't be able to provide value. That's the only two ways. And this word community, I want to encourage people, you know, it doesn't have to be a big community. You know, I tell people all the time, I know that I've built a huge community, but it's not how many. It's not how many, it's who. And I'll give you an example. This happened to me the other day, which I loved. You know, I have millions of people in my community and people were impressed by whatever amount of TikTok or Instagram stuff or whatever. And I did a video on saying no, and people really love it. It had 4 million views, which is a lot. And then I did a video with 400 views that I really loved, but it had to deal with the brain to the mind is like time to a clock.
Right.
And it was hyper complex in the neurophysiology of time. And it really spoke to me.
Right.
Anyways, I got a call today from executive director of a multi-billion dollar organization who told me, I need you to coach me. I need you to help me.
Wow.
And I'm willing to pay whatever it takes. I said, look, I only work month to month and I guarantee I'm a profit center. So don't worry about everything. I promise you, we're going to be profitable together. But I asked him, how did you become aware of me?
Right.
And he said, I loved your video on, you know, the the brain to the mind is like time to a clock. And I'm like, oh, you were one of the 400 people that watched that video.
I love that because you never know when you're going to really make a difference. And a lot of people get caught up in those numbers and wanting millions of people to watch them and millions of likes and millions of followers. But then the bigger picture really is making an impact one person at a time.
Yeah. If I wanted to be a dancing bear, I'd take off my shirt and dance on the table. And maybe millions of people would find me funny or laugh at me or make fun of me, scoff at me. But I'd prefer to impact people at their frequency. So if I do something that resonates with millions of people, to how to have a relationship with no or circumstances, or if I do something that's more self-gratifying to display some new ideas that I have about physics and science and some other things that I have learned in the realms of studying every day, so be it. But I think it's important to be at your essence and realize that it's not how many, it's who.
Oh, I love that so much. You're dropping gems here.
Thank you.
I love it. So what tip would you give someone that is wanting to go on that path, but they just don't know how to take that path, or they're scared to really find that strong light that's within them?
Yeah. So let's first of all, take inventory of ourselves every day. Daily practices, you know, I have proof that daily practices are exponential to doing things every once in a while. I call it the empty mile. The extra milers, they go the extra mile every once in a while and then use that to justify why they are not where they want to be. The empty milers are the kids who study Spanish 15 minutes a day. You know, I've never met a kid who studies 15 minutes a day that doesn't get an A. I've met plenty of kids, including myself, who study 15 hours on Sunday before Monday test and don't get an A. And so I use that same strategy about how we do this with building our communities. And the first is, let's practice every day finding our essence. Let's take an inventory of what skills do I have, what knowledge of who and what do I have, and where does my desire lie when I'm applying my why? What makes me fired up about being purposeful in my life? And then align it with what's doing well, what's stable, or what I think is going to be doing well. And once we practice like a kid studying Spanish every day, finding our essence, our frequency, the overused term of authenticity. But when we find this essence, now what I want to do is help everybody practice capturing it. Because it's two different things to, one, find our essence, but two, to capture it. Now, notice I didn't say modify it. Notice I didn't say amplify it, advertise it, market it, or even perpetuate it.
Right.
All I said is find your essence, practice that, and then practice taking a cell phone out or an audio recorder and capture it. Now, practice capturing it until you can listen or watch it yourself and say, you know what? That doesn't bug me. That's who I am, you know, and I'm comfortable with who I am. That's not what I want other people to think I am. Too many people do videos and audios and blogs about this is what I want people to think I am. That's exhausting and it won't last. You know, on a TV show and you're pretending to be someone, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, when you can get on, like I do on my TV shows and the movies that I do, and it's just, I'm myself, it's not exhausting at all because I don't have to try to be anything to anyone other than knowing who I am and what I'm doing to interfere with it.
100% you.
Yep.
And that's so true. Consistency is such a huge thing. I tell a lot of my students, because I also teach dance, and I say even just 10, 15 minutes a day and just giving yourself that self-love and really trusting in yourself. Be you. Not trying to impress someone else.
That's beautiful. And I love dance because of the hypnotic rhythm that it has, the movement and expression that it creates. And it is, I can't sing, but I love to dance. And I'm actually a pretty good hip hop dancer. Some people have seen me do the splits at 57 years old. One of my goals in life is at 90 to be at either my great grandchild or great great grandchild's wedding at 90 and just break a circle out and be able to do a little hip hop and do the splits.
Oh my God, I love
that. Talk about a viral video. Woo! It's going to go viral.
I love that. And I love that you live every day with purpose and just being your full self as far as really enjoying life, enjoying your loved ones, enjoying your journey, and enjoying your business that's not really work. It's something you really are passionate about.
People ask me all the time, David, why do you go live every day? Why do you do these trainings for free? Why do you do meetups for free? Why do you do holding courts? Why do you do all this stuff? Well, because I've worked a long time. I'm an overnight success at 57. So, you know, I've been out of law school since 24. So right. I'm a 33-year-old overnight success because I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it with who I want to do it for as long as I want to do it. And that took me 33 years to figure out. And so if I'm doing it, it's one of two things that occur. Either like football or golf, I just enjoy it. Or even more importantly, my superpower is I've learned to enjoy it because I want to teach people. If you can learn to love what you don't like or don't love, if you can learn to love what other people don't like or don't love, and you can be consistent, like Jacqueline said, if you can be consistent and persistent without quitting, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll be the cheat codes that you need. It makes life easy, which means it's not dis-easy. And I promise you, the less dis-ease you have in your life, the better your life will be.
Amen. More gems. You're on fire tonight. I love it. It's so true, though. Life just flows so easily. And I've noticed that as I've, wised up over the years too, is that things just seem to flow easy. Life seems happier. The people at the same frequencies seem to come into my circle and people start to fade away and more doors start to open up.
It's so true. And I think being aware of clues, patterns, allow us to make better choices. And those choices are more divine. So the choices we make become more divine in their direction. The detours that occur become more divine detours to push us in a better direction. And in my love language, we're now living the 24 hours of God's guarantee, the 24 hours that we're guaranteed every day, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated, in divine time. And so understanding that the circumstances of the day are on a different time frame, that there may be no evidence or even contrary evidence that I'm going to get to where I want to be or better. But because I live in the divine, I know that I don't understand or I don't know why the evidence isn't there or the evidence is contrary.
Right.
But through the wisdom I'm going to seek and the faith that I have, that I'm being protected, promoted, loved, and perfected, not punished, even though there's no evidence or even though the evidence seems to be punishing.
Right.
I know that I'm going to end up, if I continue to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential, in a better place, a better position, a better situation, guaranteed.
I love that so much. How have you overcome any struggles or difficulties during, your journey?
Well, I've suffered many. I believe pain is ever present and it's omniscient in itself, and that we get a choice. And here's the choice that we have. One, we get no choice about pain or struggling being in our life. You're guaranteed every day to have pain and to struggle. Guaranteed. I don't care how much money you have, how healthy you are, how happy your marriage is. You are guaranteed pain and struggle every day, but you have a choice. Number one choice, what meaning am I going to give the pain? How am I going to react to the pain? And two, how long am I going to struggle when I react to the pain? Because struggle is only an occurrence of the reaction of fear or pain. And so what I teach is that when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, when you're in pain and start to struggle, instead of going to see therapists and personal development leaders and all these different things that may cost you a lot of time, money, and emotion, I say, let's just look at the instant and obvious. I'm reacting to pain. I have a choice of how long I want to struggle. And instead of resisting the pain, going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating, denying it, I'm going to use my free will to do one thing. When my mind, body, and soul are on fire, I'm going to stop. I'm going to breathe through my nose and out through my mouth. And I'm going to remember that I'm a resource. I'm going to remind myself that I'm a resource. I'm going to recollect myself as a resource of a source that's omniscient, all powerful, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that is all powerful and all knowing and loves me more than my mom. It protects, promotes, and loves and perfects me. And I'm going to roll back into my divine direction. I'm not going to accelerate in the wrong direction. I'm not going to resist it. I'm going to shorten the distance of that resistance with wisdom that I seek from others that sit in a situation I want to be in, and faith that there's something bigger than me that loves me more than my mom.
I love that so much. Oh, gave me chills.
Thank you.
It is so true, though. Oh, my goodness gracious. It has been such a pleasure talking with you. I could talk with you all night. What exciting things do you have coming up for you?
Well, first, we have our private networking group within the context of the Napoleon Hill Institute. So join our group. Come to our free trainings every day. Get access to me. Join anything and everything that we're doing within our neighborhood. We'll be in San Francisco, Chicago, SoFi Stadium. We have office hours in Las Vegas at the Wynn in my studio there. I'm blessed. Come by my studio at SoFi. Come by my studio in Irvine Tower. Come by my studio at the Wynn in New York City. We'd love to have more people in our neighborhood, as long as you're like Jacqueline and have a mindset, a heart set, and handset to help people, know people to help people. So please, we are involved in so many different things every day. All you got to do is reach out to me, anyone in your community. I will literally sign my book, send it to you, pay for the book, pay for shipping, david@dmelcher.com. It's part of my mission to empower over a billion people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, because I've never met anyone who makes a lot of money, helps a lot of people, and knows how to have a lot of fun that isn't happy. And I'm empowering over a billion people with these methodologies, frameworks, elements, and philosophies to be happy, smile, make your cheeks hurt. Like Jacqueline and I won't be able to go to bed at night. These are sore after today, and I know yours are as well. So thank you for having me.
Yes, guys, let's do it. What is it that you want to be remembered by?
Kindness, one word. And that's why I let everyone know, be kind.
Yes.
Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure, and we will definitely have to continue this again.
Thank you.
Thank you.